This is Gene Montarostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and there are times in which we make choices and work towards goals because there's somebody else's expectations of us. It might be family tradition that we act in a particular way. It might be a sense of duty for the people that we love. And oftentimes, this can hold us back from doing what we truly want. And this doesn't mean that we go storming away from our loved ones, but it's important that we keep a good sense of who we are and what we are. And so today we're going to tap for that conflict that comes when we're going against expectations of others. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. As we work through this, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the order that makes the most sense for you. There's a part of me that wants to respect my family. There's a part of me that wants to respect my loved ones. There's a part of me that is happier when everybody is happy. I know the people in my life have expectations of me. I know the people in my life have a definition of who I'm supposed to be. I know the people in my life expect certain actions out of me. I know the people in my life expect me to live a certain way. And there are lots of reasons for these expectations. Sometimes they think it's best for me. Sometimes they think it's best for them. Sometimes it's just the only way that they know. I can love my loved ones. I can respect my loved ones. I can understand where my loved ones are coming from and still make my choices. My choices are about me. My choices are up to me. My choices are for me. My choices are about me. At the end of the day, I'm the one who has to live with my choices. At the end of the day, I am the sum total of my choices. My choices need to be for me. My choices need to be about me. In the end, the only way I will truly be happy if I choose what is best for me. I can hear other people's thoughts. I can hear their expectations. But in the end, I have to do what is best for me.